Have you ever noticed how big Crystal Volek's feet are? Do you think she's a clown? Gabriella Charbonnet almost knew that voice, but only almost. She turned from the eat cake pastry shop work counter to look into eyes every bit as blue as the crystallized pansies she had used to decorate the white chocolate and Swiss meringue buttercream cake she was working on. Bryant Taylor had a big head, but she didn't notice it so much because of those cobalt eyes and that choppy chin-length hair that was at least 20 shades of blonde, from French vanilla to honey caramel. But what was he doing in Buford? She doubted if he'd driven from Nashville for a cookie, though Eat Cake was the finest bakery in the state. Garden and Gun magazine said so. Bryant was a defenseman for the Nashville Sound and Gabriella's brother's teammate and best friend. As a goalie, Emil valued a good D-man above most things in life, and he said Bryant was one of the best in the NHL. Bryant had been on Hot Nashville's most eligible singles list last year, probably in part because, big head or not, he was absolutely walking physical perfection. It had been said that he was the best-looking player on the team, maybe in all of professional hockey. Gabriella might have even said it herself. She particularly liked the little scar above his right eye that made it seem like the eyebrow was perpetually raised just a hair higher than the left one. If Gabriella had a talent beyond turning sugar, butter, and flour into an edible masterpiece, it was the ability to get a date without having to do the asking. And she dated steadily, but no one steady. Hardly ever anyone more than twice. At least, not since the pastry chef from Nashville she'd been involved with for about 6 months moved to New York. That had been almost 2 years ago. Since then, it had been coffee with tourists, dinner with bakery supply reps, late-night drinks with semi-somebody musicians, but no physical relationship. She wasn't one for casual sex, but casual dating was easy. She smiled. They asked, and she said either yes or no. She might have worked her magic on Bryant if he were anything other than a hockey player. She didn't date hockey players, ever. For one thing, it would send Emil into Big Brother Hell No orbit. He didn't ask much of her, but he did ask that, claiming that inter-family dating made for bad team dynamics. That wasn't the main reason she steered clear of hockey players, though. For all that Gabriella was a people pleaser and wanted to please Emil above all others, she would not let him dictate who she dated if she didn't agree. But she did agree, emphatically. Gabriella's father had been a hockey player, though not a very good one, even in the dead-end minor league he'd last played for. If watching him beat the hell out of Emil on a regular basis hadn't been enough to make Gabriella's mind up about getting involved with a hockey player, clutching a broken arm at the top of the stairs while her mother lay dead at the bottom would have certainly sealed the deal. Intellectually, she knew that most hockey players left the violence and aggression on the ice, but she wasn't taking any chances. She was never going to be at the bottom of those stairs, never going to have to be the shield between her child and a fist. She unconsciously rubbed her arm. Bryant Taylor, Swifty, his teammates called him, smiled and winked, charm oozing from every inch of his being, like it was his job to make the whole universe fall at his feet. But just because she wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot whisk didn't mean she couldn't enjoy the view. And what a view. He dropped his long-lashed eyelids at half-mast and spoke again. And if Crystal is a clown, do you think she's a freelance clown or actually works for a circus? I have no reason to think she's a clown. Gabriella thought the team was a little too hard on their teammate Jan Volek's wife. So what if she had been a notorious puck bunny and was 7 years older than Jan? If they were happy, who cared? Sometimes Gabriella thought those hell-raising, women-chasing, beer-swilling men were worse than a bunch of Regency-era all-max patronesses who just sat around looking for reasons to deny debutantes permission to waltz. Bryant cocked his head to the side. No, I wouldn't have taken you for Alice in Wonderland, but there you are. He gestured to her blue dress and white pinafore. It's my Halloween costume. He looked around and let his eyes light on the jack-o'-lanterns and Halloween cupcakes and cookies in the front window. Is today Halloween?